Hey guys, it's the Big Promo Cast. This is episode 83 for October 14th, 2021. I'm coming to you solo today because it's actually Wednesday night, the 13th, day before. I've got a conference in Dallas. The Video Marketing World Conference is going on. And I'll be at that tomorrow afternoon and then all day Friday. Amber's feeling under the weather, so she decided she didn't want to come in tomorrow on Thursday. So we're doing this ahead of time. So that's what we got. I've got a few things to talk about. The importance of having a good call to action that works. Some new Netflix merch that is dropping. And also an interesting Halloween promotion that's going on. So with that, I'm going to kick it off by myself.
Welcome to the Big Promo Cast with Amber and Rich. In this podcast, Amber and Rich discuss the world of marketing, branding, and promotional products. Now, here's Amber and Rich.
Boy, I messed that up. I didn't have it in the right spot. Anyway, I wonder if I should do that again. No, you know what? I'm not going to do it again. You live with it. So I do want to give you an update. Last week, I gave a shout down to FedEx in Louisiana. I have since talked to my client, and I am not the only supplier that FedEx dropped the ball for. There's about five others that their stuff didn't get there because FedEx didn't get unloaded. Luckily, their conference was fine, and it went off, and the attendees didn't know that they were missing some stuff, so it kind of worked out. But it would have been nice if they had got all the stuff they'd bought for their conference because they had a really good time, and they had 1,500 people. They think next year it's going to be 25, so. And I'm looking forward to working with them again. And they're looking forward to working with me. So we do all we could do. And that's just the way it is. So, and sometimes you just got to, I don't know, you can't fix everything. You just can't fix everything. So we let it go. I mean, we don't let it go. We argue and complain. But, you know, FedEx isn't going to guarantee anything. And they're just, I'm just out. So, but that's the way it goes. So you can't control it. So I have accepted it and I am moving on. But I will never continue to be upset about it. That's just it. The first thing I want to talk about is the importance of an effective call to action. We get these marketing emails all the time from places talking about this or that, or, you know, this thing's going on, that's going on. So, and I really look forward to them because it gives us a lot of insight into stuff. One I got recently was from a place called Marketing Dive. Yeah. And they sent out this, and it was a sponsored email. So whoever this is spent money to put it out. The top 11 Gen Z campaigns have landed. That's great. And this is of course a lead generator and they want to get your info and all that kind of stuff. They want to get your email address, I guess, but there's nothing on this page that links to anything to get this guide. Most of the time, what you do when you go to a page like this is you give them your email address, you sign up for some list, and you get a PDF of whatever they're trying to promote or whatever their lead generation thing is. They call it a lead magnet. Here on this page, there is nowhere to get the lead magnet. This is a totally ineffective thing. I'm not going to book a demo with somebody because I don't know what they do. I don't have any idea what they do. And I'm not going to click around anymore to find out. So in my mind, this is a failed marketing attempt. Don't do this. You don't want to do that in your thing. That's all. That's all I have for that. I wonder what time I started this. Let's see. 4 minutes. Okay. So this is going to be a short one because I don't have anybody to banter with, which would be cool, but it is what it is, I guess. Netflix is dropping some new. Well, they actually have already sold merch before. They were doing some tie-ins with some artists and some, I think they were hip hop guys or something. I forget what it was, but, and it was shows that I haven't heard before. Now they're doing a thing with Walmart, which is kind of a big deal. They are doing Squid Game, a show called Coca-Million, Stranger Things, which I've heard of, and other stuff. And if you haven't seen Squid Games, dude, get on it. It's easy. It's 9 episodes, I think, and it's really good. It's amazingly good, even with the overdub. If you haven't learned yet, it's a Korean series, and the guy wrote it like 9 years ago, and he couldn't get anybody to make it. So, but anyway, he finally made it, and it's awesome. But it's in Korean, so they had to do English overdub, which is kind of weird. But it's not any weirder than watching a Godzilla movie from Japanese people talking English, so it's the same kind of thing. But it's really, really, and it's got a neat twist at the end. It's really kind of cool. So, but if you go into their the Netflix, oh come on, I don't want a cake. If you go into the Netflix store on Walmart, and they don't have Squid Game on here yet, but they do these other shows, Cocomelon's one, Ada Twist Scientist. I don't know who that is. The Witcher, I haven't watched that either. But if you click on Stranger Things, man, they have a bunch of stuff, and they have some cool stuff. Oops, I don't want this either, Walmart. Pop-ups, man. People got to get rid of the pop-ups. A Demogorgon, I think that's how you say it. Bitty Boomer's collectible speaker. Bitty Boomer is like a knockoff of a Funko thing, I think. But that's weird because they also have Funko stuff on here. But they've got a cassette player, of all things. Where are you going to get cassettes? Oh, luckily, they have Stranger Things cassettes. So that kind of works out. And they've got some vinyl soundtrack stuff. And then they also have the Funko stuff. Pretty cool thing is this is Hopper's truck. If you like Tonka-type trucks. It's not Tonka. I don't know who made it. But it's a pretty cool thing to have. I mean, I like these little... When I was a kid, I used to like trucks. This is from modeltoycars.com. Anyway, that's a cool thing. So that, I think that's really all I have about this. And this could be our merch store of the week. I'm not a fan of shopping at Walmart, but, you know, it's all right. It is what it is. I mean, Walmart's okay. Walmart online, if they bring it to your house, it's better. Because going to Walmart's the worst. Well, it's not the worst, but it's pretty bad. Because this is crowds. Who wants crowds? I don't want crowds. I mean, this year and a half off, or 2 years almost from being away from crowds, I'm all about no crowds. And here I am going to a conference tomorrow with crowds. But do what you got to do. So the next thing I have, actually, this is the last thing I have. It's a really neat Halloween promo that's going on. Not really merch related, but it's still fun. Heinz Ketchup, who does some interesting marketing stuff, have changed their packaging to call it Tomato Blood, which I thought was kind of cool. And they did this little video, and I'm going to play this video now. Not much to it, but it's still fun. But then if you go to their shop, where you can buy this tomato blood, if you can't find it in your store, look, the cursor changes to a ghouly hand. And they sell a costume kit. The costumes and masks, and of course, a bottle of tomato blood, which is just their ketchup. But if you go into a costume kit, it's a box that's decorated, of course, and it's got a bottle of ketchup, a makeup palette, a sponge, a dropper, vampire teeth, and spooky eyelashes. There was another one that had, different costumes. They have like a bloody pirate costume, but there's no blood on it yet because you got to put the tomato blood on it or whatever. They've got a little bloody little mummy and a bloody mummy. Why is this going so slow? I'm recording. I'm not. Oh, anyway, I don't understand this. Why things would slow down so much because I'm at high speed internet here, man. What the heck? Well, anyway, I don't know why it's going so slow, but there's some pretty cool stuff on this site. Oh, a bloody corpse bride costumes, and then a little bloody corpse bride costume. And then you get to play in the ketchup, so that's kind of a fun thing. What else? Something about the mask I remember was cool. Nope, it's a pre-splattered tomato blood design mask. So you can wear it around your town. It's got a funny little vampire thing on it or whatever. I don't know. I like kinds. I like what they do. Let's see if there's what size it is. Oh, you can't pick a size. You pick quantity. And they're not adjustable. So you know what? If it's for little kids, ain't going to fit my big melon. That's for sure. What else we got? Was there one more thing? Close this. No, that was the movie. Okay, yeah, I'm just looking at all this stuff. So anyway, that's all I got this week. I wish I had more, but I got nothing. Where are we? I'm at a short 10-minute episode of the Big Promo Cast, and that's all I know. Shout-outs. I'm going to shout-out to my customer that I dropped the ball on their conference stuff for being so understanding. And what else do I got? Do I have a shout-out to anybody else? Shout-out to my boy Alicia Way the Third. I'm going to see him tomorrow. He's actually He's presenting and performing at Video Marketing World tomorrow. He does a show every week called Creators on the Come Up every Wednesday night, I think. In fact, he might be on pretty soon, if he's not in the air. I'm also going to meet Bradley Vinson, who is who teaches you how to do a lot of graphic stuff for this online live streaming stuff that we do. He uses Keynote and Canva and things like that. So Bradley's a good guy. So I'll see both of those guys for sure. And then whoever else I run it to, Owen Video, Brian G. Johnson, those guys are going to be there. They're big shots though, but I don't know if they'll, oh no, we'll see how it goes. We'll see how everything happens. So with that, I'm going to end this. How do you end it? Oh, you got to hit this button here. Later. Have a good night. Or have a good day.